Chapter 11. Who's getting married?
I don't believe it, said Jenny.
Her voice echoed around the gallery.
Neither do I, added Sally. He's always said that he would never get married.
Rav laughed at them.
Well, he must have changed his mind, because George Miller, the famous Hollywood actor, is getting married today in Madrid.
David joined in the conversation.
And we have the exclusive rights to the wedding pictures.
He could hardly contain his delight.
It will be a great scoop, as only we know about the wedding.
Who's he marrying then?
Asked Sally, who still didn't believe it was true.
No one knows. Not even Gordon or the Spanish journalist,
said Rav.
Now, is everything ready for the lunchtime news?
Asked David.
Bruce will be here soon.
Jenny was already sitting in her usual place in the gallery.
Yes, we're ready. The satellite link has been booked from 12 to 12:30. That gives us plenty of time to make the link to Gordon in Madrid.
20 minutes later, Bruce Kemp was standing next to David in the gallery, watching the lunchtime news. Simon was standing alone at the back. The newsreader, a woman who had replaced Gordon, who was in Spain, was talking about the exclusive story.
After the break, we are going live to Madrid. Today is a sad day for all women. George Miller, one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood, is marrying a mystery woman.
Sally sighed and said into her microphone,
Countdown to adverts.
As the newsreader said to the viewers,
We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Rav pressed a button and pulled a lever on the mixing desk. The first advert of the break appeared on the monitor. David smiled.
It's 12:03. Let's link to the satellite and see what's happening in Spain.
All eyes moved to the monitor on the left of the on-air sign. Aware that Bruce was watching every move, Rav pressed a few more buttons. The screen flashed up the image of a football match.
Jenny, what's this?
Yelled David. Jenny's face was filled with horror.
I've no idea, she gasped. We booked the Astra satellite last Monday. We can't have made another mistake.
They could have double-booked it. The match has just started,
said Rav.
What are we going to do?
Shouted David.
We can't lose this exclusive story. Gordon will be waiting. Everybody, think!
Simon moved forward.
We could try to book another satellite,
he suggested. They all looked at him. Bruce was the first to speak.
Good idea, Simon.
Jenny grabbed the phone and dialed the number of the office in Paris that made the bookings. The news had started again. They didn't have much time.
Come on, said Jenny.
Someone finally answered the phone.
In French.
Jenny tried to stay calm.
I don't understand. Please speak English.
But the voice continued in French. Jenny looked up.
Anyone speak French? She asked frantically.
Everyone started to shout and panic even more when it became clear that no one spoke French.
Oh no, what are we going to do?
Simon said something, but the noise was too loud. He had no choice. He pulled the phone from Jenny's hand.